This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You know, a lot of times we excited because Golden Knights won last night 6-1. Yeah, we rule over everybody. there's that. Be proud of this today. I don't know if, and it kind of slipped sports reference kind of slipped past the goalie, no pun intended, but it did just kind of slide right by and not a lot of people are talking about it. Yesterday we as a city and as a community just announced the first children's hospital that is going to exist in the state of Nevada. Our friends at Intermountain Health and with a variety of other folks, $1 billion going towards the first children's hospital.
Oh, that's amazing.
And God, it's about time. And and really, really cool. Actually, I got asked if I could have hosted that yesterday, and we were doing the show. So really, really, man, I'm a little emotional talking about that.
Yeah,
it's been a long time coming, man. You have no idea how many people have been working to try to make this happen. So a great day for our city and for our state yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I can't believe it. I really didn't hear anything yesterday until you said it right now. It really wasn't made such a big deal in the world that I was living in yesterday. So it's so great to hear.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a Knights game yesterday. So that precedence.
Yeah.
Over. So, yeah.
And they did well. Cool, but we need the Knights. Listen,
they did beat the Kings 6-1. And that's
awesome.
Not and think about this, too. If you're taking Nevada Day this week, all you got to do is make it through today and tomorrow and you're home free. It's awesome. We've got a little bit of that. Do you get to have any fun when you go to Mexico, or is it just Adrian and I that benefit from your international superstardom?
Listen, man, I got to find some better balance. Usually I do, but as you guys know, this is my first town scary, and it was really important that I got to be there and experience it with the station. So I'm leaving early. The days that I would have had fun, I'm coming home early to be with town scary. So usually I get to do, me and Lisa try to do different. Like we'll try to swim sharks, or we'll like, you know, take out the jet skis or something like ridiculous that we can put in our little stupid folder of memories. But I'll be coming home early.
Yeah. So Michaela's going to Mexico. When do you leave?
The 27th.
which is
a Sunday.
Okay.
Next Sunday. And
so she's got like a gig. She's got a gig in Mexico that she, which is like, you know, I do some pretty cool stuff. Nobody's asking me to travel international. Well, that's not true. I went to London this summer. That's
yeah,
not true.
Dude,
that's not true. Big. You're not the only star here. Yes, you are. Yes, yes.
No,
actually,
I'm
you are.
Not.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. No, it's true. Listen, Kehlani tickets for the first pick. This is. I don't know that there's a right answer for the first one. We've been asked to make today is a day. In fact, you know what? Today is P1's court day on the Chet Buchanan show.
Hey.
It's P1's court day. We have been asked to make multiple rulings. And they've agreed. Here's what's awesome. This is what I love about this. Each one of the emails that we're referencing today says we can't make a decision. We've agreed to abide by whatever y'all say, which is the most ridiculous. Why would you put that type of responsibility on this stupid radio show? Why?
Sure.
Why? God bless you. I don't know that we can handle the pressure.
Yeah.
But we're going to do our best. It's an age old battle. I think the rules change from house to house. And I'm very excited to see how this is all going to turn out. Is finders keepers in the laundry room a real thing? That's coming up on the first pick in just a few moments. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by buddies are at Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey or prime rib or both, whatever. Mashed potatoes, all the fixing, whatever you want. Order now. Go investigate the possibilities at Circa Las Vegas. Vegas.com. All right. So first pick is coming up next. Brought to you by friends at Vegas Pumpkin Patch. Are you Vegas Pumpkin Patch? Speaking of which, looking ahead to the weekend, which I think we're allowed to do on Wednesday. You're allowed to start thinking.
Yeah. You know,
start dreaming a little bit. Are you making a rare personal appearance by Michaela Gordon? You rarely see her in public. Out in front of people. She hides away.
Yeah, I'm a total introvert.
We laugh because she's pretty much out in front of people every day of her life. you're going to be at Vegas Pumpkin Patch Saturday?
Yeah, dude, 4 to 6, I'll be there. It's 900 Galleria Drive-In. The easiest way is Cowabunga Bay parking lot is where we'll be.
Oh, Galleria Drive on the other side of the 95 or the 11 or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, it was so fun. So please bring your family out and enjoy yourselves. Dude. It was great.
Why do I have to go to social? Why do I have to stalk your social media profile to find out that you were wearing sexy cat costume? And why is that the most obvious thing that it ever could be?
Chetty B, I was not even sexy. I had whiskers on and black leggings. Maybe it's the energy, but maybe I was just a cat. Yeah.
Or maybe it's the bodysuit. Maybe the.
I'm not dealing with you this
what?
Morning.
What? No, it's a compliment.
Thank you very much. I was a little cat because you know what? Every girl in the whole world will say what's the easiest thing to be. Throw on some whiskers, put your hair in some buns, call it a day.
No, we know how girls work Halloween. We all understand how good they what? What do you mean? I understand. We all understand how this works.
Yeah, maybe not a kid's pumpkin patch, though.
Listen, I'm not the one who said it. Also, hey. Would you like cash for Halloween? Would you like to trick or treat and have somebody put bills in your bag? It's a long way around for me to try and make a tie-in to this.
Winning free money is easy.
I need that cash.
Just download the free Odyssey app right now and listen to 98.5 KLUC for just 60 minutes a day for your chance to fall into 5K a day. More details online at KLUC.com. This is a national contest.
Count me in.
Yeah, so Dwayne's wife does the laundry the other day. He left 20 bucks in his pocket.
Oh, God.
She tells him that he left 20 bucks in his pocket. And he goes, great, fork it over. And she's like, nope, finders keepers. Is this a thing? Is that how this works? 702-364-9890. It'll be super easy. Super easy. Is this? And it really, I'm guessing it's house to house you know, the rules change. I don't know that there is an actual rule, but yeah. Dwayne and his wife, who are fighting about this $20, have agreed to let us decide. So, okay, we'll do it.
So we shall.
Yeah, it's our, you know, what it's our job to serve the public.
Yeah.
Civic duty.
Yeah. In the public interest. That's yep. That's what we're here for.
Exactly.
On top of it, could we also, for your service, for your input on all of this, if you're calling number 25 right now at 702-364-9898, would you like to go to Kehlani, the Crash World Tour at Michelob Ultra Arena, Mandalay Bay, on Saturday, October 26th? That's this Saturday. How about that? Also, the first pick brought to you by our friends at Vegas Pumpkin Patch. Enjoy Vegas Pumpkin Patches, both east side, which, like you said, Cowabunga Bay parking lot.
Totally.
Right?
Right there. 900 Galleria. Easiest way.
West side, right across from Desert Breeze on DI. Visit VegasPumpkinPatch.com if you would like to find out more. Be caller number 25 right now. And really, this comes down to it. How does it work at your house? Finders keepers in the laundry? Is that a thing? Who gets to keep the $20? Call us now and good luck. Dwayne's wife did the laundry the other day, left $20 in the pocket. Dwayne did. His wife found the $20 and has proclaimed it finders keepers in the laundry room. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Kiara Williams, Boca Part.
Kiara, is that a thing? Finders keepers in the laundry room. Who keeps the 20?
Yes, it's definitely finders keepers.
Oh! Finders keepers at your house, Michaela?
No, yes. Dude.
No, you get your money back?
Yeah, you sure do.
I found $20 in your pocket. Here it is.
Yep. Yeah.
I was raised, I was like, it was a crime to leave stuff in your pockets in the laundry. Like, my mom would go sideways.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's just how I was raised. She was like, that was part of the deal. Like, you, how dare you leave stuff in your pockets and throw it into the hamper? You clean your pockets out. And I think it was mostly just so that you didn't lose something important.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I'm pretty sure my wife would give me the money back, but it's highly possible she would also just pocket it and not tell me.
And not say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because if I was just leaving it in the pocket, I probably didn't know I had it in there anyway. So
Yeah.
Who gets hurt? Victimless crime.
So as long as it's not gum, which I've also done, and that was a nightmare. I think money's belongs to the person it should go home to.
Kiara, is it? I'm trying to word this properly. Is there anything worse though than finding used Kleenexes in the pockets while you're cleaning? Because you go through, you empty, but do you do the laundry in your house?
Yes.
And again, I think it's because the way I was raised. If on the rare occasion that I do the laundry, my wife is insistent. I simply think that my wife doesn't like the way that I do the laundry. I think that's possible.
I think it's kind of like a reward when you find something just because you did it.
Even a snotty Kleenex? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's no reward. But you know what? We'd like to reward you with Kehlani tickets.
Sure, only the money.
Sure. Yeah,
just
clear your schedule for Saturday night. Kehlani at Michelob Ultra Arena. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And thank you to our buddies at Vegas Pumpkin Patch. Enjoy Vegas Pumpkin Patches on both the east and west sides of town. Michaela will be there 4 to 6 on Saturday at the one in the Cowabunga Bay parking lot. Visit VegasPumpkinPatch.com and find out more.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
By the way, if you're in it, you've probably figured this out by now. Let me just say this. If you come into town on the 15 from north, don't do it. It's the 15's all the way shut down at Lake Mead. There's a shooting investigation. The police are there. The freeway is shut down. Going north is okay, from what I understand. Southbound is just ugly. We were looking at the cameras, and it's bad. Because not everybody gets the... See, kids, this is why Spotify is the devil. Because Spotify can't tell you
Yeah, tell him, Chet.
Oh, yo, hand me the aux cord. No, listen to the Chet Buchanan show. Save yourself. We Spotify can't do this. That's what I'm saying. You know
what
else Spotify
can't do? Why did you say no like that?
Huh? What?
Why did you say no like that? No.
I'm passionate about it, Michaela. Spotify can't do Toy Drive either. 43. This is freaking me out. 43 days. Sounds like next week, doesn't
it? Insane.
43 days until Toy Drive, believe it or not. 42 trucks, 7,774 bikes, $802,389 in cash and gift cards. If we're trying to do one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. Michaela's first, oh, baby Michaela's first Toy Drive. Oh,
I can't wait.
Baby Mika's first Town Scary next week. Oh, that's right. A lot of people asking. A lot of people out. Y'all still doing Town? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two things. There's two things that I promise you will happen until I'm no longer here. So we've probably got another 30, 40 years because they have to drag me out of this studio.
Let's go, baby.
You're going to be 1,000 years old and we'll still be here. Come out to Town Scary. He'll wheel me out.
You're like, you ready to go, Chet? And he'll go, no.
By that time, they'll have the technology. It won't even be me. It'll be AI me. Out there doing the thing. But yeah, Town Scary next week on Halloween, and then 43 days until Toy Drive. Also, moments away from Mariah Carey tickets for you, Parisa Solomini from Southwest Southwest. Not Old Southwest, not Mountain's Edge, Southwest Southwest. Mm-hmm. She's a two-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. She will defend her title in just moments. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by our friends at Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa Las Vegas. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Whatever you're doing. Listen, if you're not doing this, you might be doing it wrong. If your turkey and your sides are not the absolute highlight of your Thanksgiving, you need to consider this.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal, complete with whatever you want. Turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings. I get hungry just thinking about it. I think of ever since Adrian told me that you can get a prime rib,
mm-hmm. Add it on. A little cheesecake too. Add it on. Go ahead.
Oh, all of it. Just all of it. I think, honest to God, you know what's funny? I haven't looked this up. Every day when we do this, I go, I need to go look at the menu. And I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm scared of what will happen.
You should be, because wifey Amy already got all the fixins. We can't go back now.
Oh no. And my listen. I'm not sure where the mess talking has gone to a greater level. Me talking about my fried turkey that's going to dominate again
this
year, or what LeBron says about his son Bronny playing for the Lakers. I don't know which smack talk has been greater. I can tell you which one is more accurate, and that is my turkey is fantastic. Bronny is hot garbage. I said it out loud. I said it.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He's 20 years old. What are we doing? Stop attacking the kid. Let him ball.
Wait a minute.
Let him play. It's the first game of the season. Goodness gracious.
Shouldn't even be in the league.
Why not?
You know that. Because he's not good enough. He wasn't even good enough to start on his college team. I agree with you. Oh, this is so funny. I didn't think we'd do this today, but here we are.
Love it.
I am a great believer that you have to take it easy on college kids. I do. Although now it's right next to being professional. So, but I've always had a problem with grown-ass men going in on college kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. But Bronny being 20 years old, he's a pro. He went pro. He's fair game. And he's hot garbage, Adrian. I'm sorry. I know that your team, LeBron, I love LeBron too. I wasn't a LeBron guy until this summer, till USA Basketball. And then I went, my God, LeBron James is the greatest physical specimen I've ever had the privilege of being in the same building with. But the kid,
We'll see. I'm not going to argue with you.
Yes, we will.
Points have been made.
How did it go last night? How did that go last night?
All right. It went all right. All right. First game of the season. First game of the season.
Hey, first Olivia Rodrigo and then Billie Eilish. Did you see her eat on stage last night?
Yes, it was awful. What? And the bruises to prove it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bruise. She showed. Listen, we don't like sending you to other places, but there's a picture up on TMZ. If you have, if you want to feed your bruise fetish this morning, you freako, go check out the picture. Billie Eilish. Here she is now.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and welcome back the two-time champ, Parisa Solomini, which, by the way, she's had to work for that second win. She got the first win, came back to defend her title. There was some controversy. There was a rematch. She is now the true and rightful champ, and ready to go for win number three. And you don't sound as confident as I thought you might.
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
You said that yesterday, but and then you went
destroyed.
Crazy. What? Who's the challenger, Adrian?
We have Joel Johnson from Green Valley Ranch.
Really? We haven't had a dude on the show in a while.
I know. What's Joel, up, Joel?
It has been a while.
Joel, you ready to play? Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you because you don't want to give away the answer. And you also may think that you buzzed in first, but as Parisa learned, sometimes you think you did, but you didn't. You know, and things happen. First one to three wins the championship and the Mariah Carey tickets. Any other questions? You guys good?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, rock and roll. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Sources are saying that with Katy Perry's big music comeback flatlining, she wants to take her American Idol judge title back from the newest female judge. Who is the newest female judge?
Two, one. You know what? We'll give it to you just because last time we didn't give you the benefit of the doubt. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt today.
Yes.
Parisa, what's the answer?
Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie Underwood? That's what I had.
Right.
Carrie Underwood. Parisa goes up one zip. What'd you say, Joel?
Nothing.
Oh, he's talking mess.
I said, oh, here we go.
Adrian's making hand signals. What are you saying? Are you saying that it was long enough for them to Google?
I felt the Google search was in play, but hey, the rules are the rules, and that's not against it. So
whatever works, that's why you only have like 3 seconds ish. The champion is up one zip.
John Dutton, Beth Dutton, and Rip Wheeler are all characters from which fan favorite show?
Joel.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Right on.
Yeah. We're tied at one.
This basketball legend who plays on a team currently with his son pranked his rookie son, Bronny.
Parisa. Joel got in first. Joel, Parisa, just because you said it the most doesn't mean you said it. Hang on, Joel. Yes, Joel, what was the answer?
LeBron James.
Guys.
Yeah, good.
It's just anarchy. Just whatever. Praise it. LeBron James.
I like it. A competitive edge.
I do enjoy the chaos.
That's a disqualification. I feel like that's a disqualification right there.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me stop the music. What? Why are we disqualifying somebody?
Saying the answer without your name?
It's not a disqualifiable offense, but thank you. Your protest is. By the way, that's your second protest, Parisa. You know, I'm just saying.
My girl's a fighter.
I'm not calling you a pain in a certain part of the anatomy, but you know. Enough
She's
with the complaining. Enough with the complaining, like LeBron James, Adrian.
Okay, well, what was the next question?
All right, much like.
What's going on here? Yes, what is the next question?
Much like Olivia Rodrigo, this Birds of a Feather singer.
Parisa!
Billie Eilish.
Yes, Billie Eilish ate it last night on stage.
Ate it.
She's fine. She's bruised up, but she's okay. We are tied at two, my friends.
Who did the Knights play against and win last night?
Parisa for the win.
The Knights, Kings.
The Knights whooped up on the Kings, and she is a three-time champion. Congratulations, Parisa.
Right, Parisa.
Thank you.
Yeah, Joel, you did all right, dude. You should call back and try again sometime.
Yeah, it was nice to have a dude in the mix.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye, Joel. So Parisa adds Mariah Carey tickets to her winnings. Isn't that accurate, Adrian? You haven't won Mariah tickets yet, have you, Parisa?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, you got Shakira, and you got something else, and now you got Mariah, and then now you're going to be back tomorrow to defend your title again. Ooh. A three-time champion she is, Parisa Solomini of the Southwest, on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Do these gray pants make it look like I'm not wearing pants?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry about that. Nobody needs to see that. I mean, there was a time in my life where it was probably interesting, but not now. I got a friend that goes, yeah, one time in my life, it was better see me with my pants on and my shirt off. And now it's better my shirt on and pants off. I don't know what he said, something like that. I really regret this whole line of questioning. Regret this whole thing right now. Who's taking our 177-second survey?
We got Veronica Hernandez, Northtown.
Hey. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
This may take up the whole thing. This may take up the whole 177-second survey. There's a woman who's going viral in New York saying that she refuses to split the bill on dates because she has already spent way more money than he will spend on preparation for the date. She talks about things like getting her nails done, maybe buying a new outfit. She's like, he's just showing up in whatever he wore to work. So she also talks about how much time she spends getting ready, and time is money. Is it fair for men to pay more for dinner because of that? Or is it just all irrelevant and splitting makes more sense?
I think it's all irrelevant. I think splitting makes more sense. In a first date, maybe, yeah. A couple of dates in, I would say no. But I think first date, yeah, you can split it on the first date.
Michaela, what do you think?
I think it's irrelevant how much time it took for her to get ready. I think that shouldn't be that's not fair.
I hear her point. It's funny. Say, and listen, I'm a traditionalist. I think the guy should pay. I just do. I think that's part of the whole. And again, I realize I'm a little older. I'm Gen X. But I'm I think part of the whole dating thing is that you're showing, I can't believe these antiquated attitudes. I'm ready for you, Aunt. So I'm ready right in fact, I'm going to pick up my phone just so I can be ready to
be fair, listen, okay. I agree. Look, I think tradition is great. I think that he should pay and that is great. I just don't think her argument of like, it took me so long to get ready and I had to pay to get ready for my makeup and my whatever, so he should have to pay. I don't think that's a fair argument. Like, I do believe men should still open doors. I like that kind of thing. I think that's nice. I just think that argument is weird.
That's why we get along.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's sweet. I think chivalry should not be dead.
Huh. Adrian, thoughts on this?
Kind of the same thing Michaela's saying. Like, it's irrelevant, but the guy should still be paying, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think part of it, and again, you may not, there may be people that don't want to hear this, but I think inherently you want to show that you can provide ultimately, that you can assume that role in the relationship. I realize that's not for everybody.
Yeah.
No, it's not for everybody. But just for me, if I'm a straight dude going on a date, I do expect to pay and I want to pay. You know what? Just really quick, we'll just do this one. Everybody on the road thinks they're an awesome driver. They think everybody else is terrible. Do you believe you would do well, Veronica? Do you believe you would do well on a driving test if you had to take one right now?
Oh, Vegas to St. Rose every day. So, yeah, awesome driver right here.
Let's go.
Awesome driver. You follow all the rules. You would be able to take the written. You'd be able to. Can you parallel park? You can do all those things.
Yes, I can parallel park. Yes. I would be good.
Michaela, would you ace a driving test right now?
Yeah, I would.
Adrian, would you ace a driving test right now?
Yes.
I got to be honest. I was so mad. I remember when I took it and I was that kid that I was, you know, like I was the really good student and all that kind of stuff. And I truly studied for my driving test and I got two wrong. And that was the maximum number that you could get wrong and still get your driver's test. And it still, as you could tell, still haunts me to this day.
Clearly.
I was so mad. And it was something stupid too. I was like, what does this sign mean? And I was like, I mean, go slow. And they're like, no, stupid. It means change lanes. Great. Just great. Hey, have fun at Shakira in June at Allegiant Stadium. Everybody else has to wait until Friday for their tickets to go on sale. You got yours now for free and have a great day, Veronica. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you back.
One second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Relationship rehab is coming up in just a moment. Here's, and literally, this was in the subject line. Stop hitting snooze. With like six exclamation points. Yeah, you probably already know what this is about, but we should probably say it out loud and we should probably fix try to fix the problem. They have agreed. It's kind of a theme today. They have agreed to go by our ruling. What you guys all decide.
Oh, God.
They've decided to abide by the decision. A P1's Court edition of Relationship Rehab.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I've been hyping Michaela up for the last few minutes. Ready for the story about Rico the Rooster?
Ready. This man literally said, I've got a story to tell you. And I was like, tell me what?
I have a story to tell you about a rooster. Goes, yeah.
A rooster. Rico. And I was like,
All right. CCO, Rico. Rico loves to crow. He's French. He's a French rooster. And they like their roosters in France. It's like a mascot. Did you see during the Olympics in Paris, there was all their different roosters?
Yeah.
And everything.
No.
They love this. And the neighbors generally are okay. The people that have lived there for years are fine. There's some newbies who've moved in. Mm. They've only been there 3 years.
Got it.
And they're suing Rico's owners over his incessant crowing. While the plaintiff, the person doing the suing, claims that Rico crows all day and night, Rico's owners insist that the bird is only allowed outside at 8:30 in the winter and 9 a.m. in the summer.
Uh-huh.
When we got the rooster years ago, and they went around to the neighbors, talked to us, so we're going to get a rooster. You cool with this?
Yeah.
We said to ourselves that in order not to disturb the neighbors, we would make sure that the door to the chicken coop opened at 8:30. Frank is Rico's owner's name. Frank.
Oh, okay.
F-R-A-N-C-K, in case.
Yeah, no, of course.
They have a Facebook support page that has been created, encouraging Rico to keep crowing.
God.
But the courts will decide. Listen, what? Yes.
It's just so funny to me to think about Rico, because when people speak in French, it's so beautiful. Like, you're like, I don't really care what they're saying. It just sounds so nice. Yeah, can we teach Rico La Vie en Rose? Maybe that would,
You're in the middle of doing whatever.
Yeah, he just starts very...
I love the fact that these are the newbie neighbors that have already put up with this for 3 years.
Sure.
They've already for three. And after 3 years, not unlike the snooze alarm bit from Relationship Rehab earlier this morning.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it's finally had enough. Yeah. We're going to sue. My guess is they've been going back and forth about this for, you know, probably a year at least, you know, before they take it to the courts.
Sure.
And before you find lawyers that are willing to take the case and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess good luck with that. I kind of sound like a hater, actually. You guys kind of sound like haters, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of like this is a neighbor problem, not a... So that was my ultimate question. Whose side are you on? Are you on Rico's side?
Yeah, obviously.
Or on the neighbor's side?
Yeah, I'm riding with Rico for sure. What's a support group? I'm adding myself.
But would you want Rico... in the house next door to you. You're in the middle of, you know, you're trying to take a nap in the afternoon. You got to sing that night.
Yeah, but he's only allowed to go out one time a day. I'm going to know
No, No. He goes out at 8:30. So the crowing begins at 8:30, 9 a.m. in the summer. And it goes all day long.
Rico.
Okay.
Oh, God. Rico, don't be a bad boy.
So if you're the judge, are you like quiet it down or?
We're going to set a boundary. Like I talk about in therapy, set a boundary. He can go out at 8:30, but he has to come back inside around lunch.
That's not real. That's around lunch. So 8:30 to 11, you're good with the crowing.
Yeah. And then he's got to go inside, mind his own business.
And then when does he get to go back out again? Cause he's normally out all day.
You can go back out at 5 p.m. And he's got to come back at 7:30.
To sundown.
When the streetlights are on.
The streetlights. I got to be honest. I think Rico was there first. I think Rico was there first. And it's only one neighbor that cares. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Are you siding with Rico?
I think I'm on Rico's side. I think I'm just on Rico. It's just the one neighbor.
Yeah.
Then again, the question becomes that I ask all the time, how many neighbors does it take? But for now, right this moment, since I don't have any skin in the game, hashtag Team Rico.
Hashtag justice for Rico.
Have justice for Rico.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
I'm telling you, I think the timing on this is really, really bad because, you know, Elon Musk and his SpaceX and all the stuff that they're doing, they're just kicking NASA right in the junk right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
They're crushing those guys. My wife and I were having a conversation that it may be, I am of that generation that like NASA is meaningful. NASA, you say NASA and I have a reaction in my heart of pride and of like, yeah, we're the best. We beat the Russians. We beat the Chinese and the, you know, whatever. Like NASA, we went to the moon.
Yeah.
But maybe it's best that these things be handled privately and not with government money any longer.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? Here's why. Because while Elon Musk is launching his rocket and then catching it again, you know,
yeah,
and then coming to Vegas, throwing a party and having Michaela sing for everybody with Diplo open for Michaela, which is incredible. I'll never get past that. Ya. Diplo opened for Michaela, which is my favorite thing ever.
I love you.
Meanwhile, what's NASA doing? Are they going, hey, we got to catch up. We got to do good. No. NASA has just named the three most realistic science fiction movies and the three least realistic science fiction movies. In case you ever cared from the experts, which of those movies that you've seen really are most plausible?
Uh-huh.
NASA says it aligns with actual research in genetics, which focuses on studying hereditary diseases in families and hopefully wiping them out. So for the most realistic, they chose the movie Gattaca from 1997. That's an old school Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman and Jude Law, all when they were young and super sexy.
Sure.
It's about parents having their kids genetically engineered to produce the best traits. So it has nothing to do with space travel.
Great.
And none of that anyway. Yeah. Second on their list is the Jodie Foster classic, also from 1997, Contact, as a scientist who finds evidence of alien life because they've got the big radio dishes, you know, the big satellite dishes on the ground. And then third is the 1927 classic Metropolis, which is about class conflict in a dystopian future, which I have no idea what those big words mean. I don't know what dystopian means.
Yeah, so, I'm still as confused as ever, Chetty. I'm listening with both ears, but lost.
So, yeah, least realistic. Again, this is coming from NASA. 2012, which was strangely released in 2009. Also, my wife's favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah, John Cusack and the world was coming to an end in 2012. And they said it's the least realistic. Really? What a shock.
Mm-hmm.
They also didn't like, NASA didn't like the core, which was from 2003, where scientists have to drill to the center of the Earth in order to restart its rotation. They're like, well, that would never happen. And I'm like, do we need NASA to tell us that that's not real? And third, they didn't like 1998's Armageddon. You know, Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck drilling into an asteroid to save the Earth.
Sure. Yeah. Well, okay, I can tell they're really busy over there. They're really taking control.
Outside of landing on the asteroid, I think that's fairly plausible. I think the landing on the asteroid part, maybe not. But the rest of it, you don't know. And, I got to be honest, NASA, maybe if you weren't sitting around trying to choose which science fiction movies were the most realistic, maybe you could get to work on a few of these things and make them more realistic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, instead of sitting back while Elon Musk kicks your ass.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I'm only doing this story because I think you might be against it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, this is something that I believe that I can get behind. I'll just tell you the story.
Tell me.
An airport in New Zealand, in Dunedin, New Zealand, is in the news. They have a new hugging policy that they just adopted, which, by the way, this whole thing after 9/11, you're not supposed to stop at the airport. You know what I mean? You're not just supposed to sit there.
Yeah,
and
right.
Everybody's gone back to just sitting there. Oh, that law doesn't apply. That rule doesn't apply to me. You know what it is? You're just rude now. Now you're in the way of people trying to get in to pick other people up that are actually standing there. And you're sitting there like, oh, they'll be out in a minute. No, they won't. Their flight lands in an hour. What are you doing right now? So these guys have also decided in New Zealand that they're limiting hugging time. If you're dropping somebody off at the airport, farewell hugs are now limited to 3 minutes max. I got to be honest, if I'm hugging for 3 full minutes, this is going to be borderline inappropriate.
No, because I feel like when you're hugging, you're not straight hugging for 3 minutes. You're like, I love you, goodbye. Then you look at each other, you cry. Then you hug again. We're Italian. It takes us 15 minutes to say goodbye.
And maybe you handle this at home. See, I knew you would fight against this.
I am. You would. I love it. I don't think 3 minutes is long enough.
They put a sign up that says max hug time 3 minutes for fonder farewells. Please use the car park. In what you're saying, and I knew you would say this, is that it doesn't matter how long you've done the buildup, the final goodbye. No matter how long you've done the lead up, goodbye.
Yep. And no matter where you're going,
the final goodbye, you know, culturally that this is it for you. And you're like Jack and Rose on the Titanic. I'll never let you go. I'm never right.
Exactly. Exactly, Chet.
Well, you and I are just are like everybody else. The internet is split right down the middle. By the way, they're doing it to help with traffic around the airport and try to limit, again, like what I'm talking about. Just get your business done and get out.
Listen, I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about when your wife dropped us off at the airport just a couple months ago.
She barely put on the brake.
She kicked us out of the car. Yeah.
No, she doesn't. We are not getting in the way, people.
She was like, bye.
I'm not sure that we came to a full and complete stop.
I think she might have even almost got a speeding ticket because she was just like, get out.
Oh, no, she mashed the gas at the end. One person called a time limit on hugs inhumane. Another one said the drop-off line at their kid's school needs the three-minute hug policy. Americans, the best comment came from an American. You get 3 minutes to hug? In America, they don't even want you to stop. Just come to a slow roll, push the passenger out, like my wife.
Yes.
Right.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, just really quick, can we do a good feeling story of the day?
Duh.
I love this. It's the old woman walks into a bar. Is it, you know what I mean? The old joke. Yeah. A dog walks into a bar. Horse walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long face? No, it's not that. A woman in upstate New York walks into a bar. She'd been on dialysis for years. Can you do that? Oh, no, she was just going to get food. I was like, if you're on dialysis, can you drink?
I mean, you're not supposed to. I know people that do.
Yeah. Her name's Kate Marsh. She had been on dialysis for years. She walked into Tavern on the Mall in upstate New York to grab takeout food. Okay.
Sure.
And probably that. Oh, that's probably how this came up. So the bartender went, you know, and he's the owner, too, because, of course, he is.
Sure.
And said, oh, do you want something to drink? She probably said, no, I can't. Dialysis.
Right.
And so the owner yells out, hey, everybody, what's your blood type? And somebody else yells out the blood type that just happens to be a match. So, yeah. The woman walks in the bar to get takeout and ends up with a new kidney.
Wait, that's like so bizarre, but also amazing.
It's the best. Hey, anybody? O negative. It's like you're playing bingo.
Yeah.
Like you're playing bingo. Yeah. Drinks the rest of the night. I can only imagine how this played out. Drinks the rest of the night for anybody O negative.
Yeah. I love this.
Who will also agree to give her one of your kidneys. The surgery happened back in May. They both made a full recovery. The town of Forestville, New York only has around 500 people, but they had never met before. And now they are bonded for life.
Oh, I love that.
Same. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, we are less than 2 weeks away from the election. Thank God.
Thank God.
You might be interested to know that the president gets free rent at the White House, of course, as you would expect.
Yeah, duh.
But they pay for basically everything else.
Really?
Yeah, in theory. That includes groceries, housekeeping, those big parties, state dinners, all that stuff, vacations, and toiletries.
No way.
President gets a bill. Yeah.
I think that's kind of unfair.
No, I think it's... No. I disagree.
You because do?
Just for example, well, just pick one. Think about the difference in people and their personalities and how they live their lives.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that some are very simple and very frugal, and others are very extravagant and very lavish. And so, yeah, so you probably should have to pay for, you know what I mean?
You know what? Maybe that should be part of the picking for our president, who's the more frugal. And then that's who we'll choose and we'll pay for their groceries.
I'm not trying to, this is not, we don't do politics on this show.
No, never.
Not one bit. But I also find it very interesting that the salaries that some get for office, certain levels of office, not just president.
Yeah.
But the money that they get for that office, and then somehow they're worth tens of millions of dollars coming out the other side. How's that work?
Yeah.
I think we all know. What's good? John Steinbeck, the author of the literary classic of Mice and Men.
Sure.
Was late in turning in his manuscript. Because literally his dog ate his homework. The first draft of Mice and Men, they were going to turn it in and the dog ate it.
No.
So he had to go back.
Oh, dude, that sucks, actually.
Inappropriate content alert. Inappropriate content alert. Watch yourself, kids. Ancient Romans loved their orgies so much that orgy planner became an actual job. And if they did it, and if they did a really excellent job on the planning, they might be invited to take part.
I have so many questions, but I'm just going to leave it for late night.
Just leave it. Yeah, just save that there. And God, so Americans, we haven't always been this stupid. Now, I am not I just think it's funny because I know that we do dumb things. I know that we, as Americans, we do dumb things sometimes. The United States changed the spelling of Puerto Rico to P-O-R-O-T T-O, Rico, P-O-R-T-O-D-O. No, P-O, Puerto Rico. That was a little Chapel Roan joke.
I got it.
Yeah, back in 1898, we did this. 1898, we were already flexing like wow. that. They actually changed it back to its actual spelling of Puerto Rico, of, you know, P-U-E-R-T-O. Yeah, there's some people going, P-O-R-T-O, ain't that how you spell it? And we can't help you. I'm sorry. It was changed back in 1931. That's the more you know before we go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Adrian, what are you doing?
We are doing extraordinary things on their Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to follow me at Heavyweight Radio and send me a message. Let me know that you followed me because you heard it here on the one and only Chet Buchanan Show. Speaking of hearing the Chet Buchanan Show, you can hear it on that free Odyssey app along with the Unlikely podcast. That's mine. My show. It's called Unlikely. Anyway.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And that's it. I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau at 8 p.m.
Give the girl a day off at some point.
Come on.
She's always working. International superstar, Michaela Gordon. We'll catch everybody back here tomorrow. Have an amazing day. We really do love you. God bless you. And sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.